A question everyone's asking now is what these attacks might mean for the relationship between India and Pakistan. Each country has nuclear weapons, and each is deeply mistrustful of the other, as the world's Matthew Bell reports.
Indian-Pakistani relations have actually been improving in recent years. An example of the trend is the fact that Pakistan's foreign minister was on a diplomatic trip to India when the Mumbai attacks began. Shah Mahmood Qureshi said he decided not to cut short his visit because he wanted to show solidarity with the people of India. Qureshi held a news conference today, and he denounced the perpetrators of the attacks in no uncertain terms.
Whoever has done this is neither your nor our friend. They have no color, no class, no creed, no religion, no nothing. They're barbarians. They're inhuman. And we have to collectively eliminate them.
As for the reported Pakistani connection to the Mumbai attacks, Qureshi said the Indian government has yet to provide any evidence. And he warned his hosts against falling into the same old blame game when it comes to terrorism. But that may be where things are going. In addition to the Indian Navy stopping the two Pakistani merchant ships, an official with the Indian Interior Ministry said one of the suspected terrorists in custody is from Pakistan. India's Foreign Minister, Pranab Mukherjee, was careful about describing any Pakistani link to the attacks. He said, until the investigations are complete, until we know exactly who they are and where they came from, it will be difficult for me to say anything. Mukherjee continued, saying the preliminary evidence leads us to believe that some elements in Pakistan may be connected to these events. In the past, India has been quick to accuse Pakistan of turning a blind eye to terrorist groups on its soil or even actively supporting them. Things are complicated by the fact that Pakistan's new civilian government is weak and it's preoccupied with fighting Taliban and Al-Qaeda militants along the border with Afghanistan. But Hassan Abbas of Harvard University's Kennedy School of Government says he spoke with Pakistan's president, Asif Ali Zardari, this week, and that he seems to grasp the severity of the situation.
His heart is in the right place. He is very clear that Talibanization and these militant and terrorist groups are threatening the very survival of Pakistan. When I talked to him yesterday, he was very concerned. He said that he has offered everything to Sonia Gandhi, the head of the Congress party in India, and he at that time he was planning to prepare to talk to the Indian Prime Minister. And I know that he was asking many others what things he should offer. So he was very open to suggestions and advice.
Abbas says one positive development is that Pakistan plans to send the head of its powerful intelligence agency, the ISI, to India to assist with the investigation in Mumbai. And another good sign, he says, is that India is showing some restraint.
Till this moment, India has responded in a very mature manner. I mean, this is such a big tragedy, and they are taking time to reach to any conclusion. I'm sure the people from United States, FBI or CIA, and from Britain, they have also offered help, and probably they'll also help them with collecting the evidence. And only then we'll reach some conclusion.
As well as sending a team of FBI investigators to India, Washington is bound to shift into high diplomatic gear right now. President Bush today sent his condolences to the people wounded in Mumbai. He said his administration will continue to cooperate against these extremists who offer nothing but violence and hopelessness. Mr. Bush and his successor, Barack Obama, were reminded of what's at stake in South Asia recently when Pakistan's president said he's willing to commit to a policy of no first use of nuclear weapons against India. Washington's big worry is that the terrorist attacks in Mumbai could derail the progress that's taken place between India and Pakistan in recent years. That could very well be the intention of the group that was behind the attacks, whoever was responsible. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.